Again, the Word of God opens up for us a dimension of the reality of the Trinity. That's what all these readings have been doing for us, especially in the last 2 weeks, 10 days. They're opening up the Trinity for us so that we're ready to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Next week, we have many, many readings that are our Lord's last prayer for unity and all the rest. So let's ask the Lord, as I try to open this up a bit, to impress upon us the greatness, the beauty of what is being mediated to us here about God Himself. God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God, you see. First, our Lord says, whatever you ask in my name from the Father, He'll give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Why? Because up to now, you didn't know my name. Name is the expression of the person. If we don't know the person, we don't know their name. Joe, Harry, Susie, but their name. You see, that expression, it's such a, you know, this is the whole, what shall I call it, the whole theology of the Shem. You see, in the Old Testament, the Deuteronomist, among others, had this problem. If God is everywhere, how can He be in the temple? We have that same problem. The bread and wine that comes over onto this altar and over which I say the prayers of consecration become the body and blood of Christ. But the bread and wine around the corner don't. That's the scandal of particularity. How can God do that? God's God. Doesn't He just do everything like this? No. You see? And so it's the same to know the Shem of God. It isn't just to be able to say Yahweh. Anybody can say that. You can teach a parrot to say that. Or now that the Holy Spirit has opened up for us the very heart of God, we say Abba. Now, again, anybody can say Abba, 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 Abba. Who knows His name? Who knows His name? See, those to whom the Holy Spirit has opened it up in a breathtaking understanding of the Father, you see? And Jesus, Yehoshua, God, Adonai, saves. Who knows His name? Who can say His name? You see? You haven't asked anything in my name because until now, you haven't gotten it. Yeah, Jesus, Jesus, we like you, Jesus, we'll follow you, Jesus. Who am I? You see, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. You see, to make it all real for us. You see, ask. Now, why should we ask in His name? Well, we'll receive. And then your joy will be complete. To be invited into the family of the Trinity. Breathtaking. You see? Now, I've told you this in figures of speech. See, the hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures. Oh, boy, Lord, let that hour come. You see? I will tell you clearly about the Father. How are you going to do that? I'm going to pour out the blessed Holy Spirit on you. And He's going to penetrate the fibers of your spirit. And you are going to see the Father, though you won't see Him till you die. And something in you, you see, the Spirit will identify your spirit with mine. And therefore, you will pray like I pray. Abba, Father. You see? On that day, you will ask in my name. Now listen. You see how the Lord is trying to open for us this mystery of love so that we'll change. Not because he's a moral reformer, but so that we can have eternal life. And so he says, you see, on that day ye will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you. No. The Father himself loves you. Because you have loved me. If anybody loves me, he will keep my commandments. Remember? And then what's it say? And my Father will love him. And I will love him. And I will show myself to him. So why does the Lord give us commands? So that he can bring us into the very fire of the Trinity. Don't do that, that's a sin. Is that because he's a third grade teacher? No, it's because I want to get darkness out of your life so that you can come into our life. Even now. You see? For the Father himself loves you because you've loved me. You see, we're getting ready now. Next Sunday is Pentecost. When the church relives a mystery, the mystery is enacted in our midst. I wish we had time to go through a whole... Well, we don't. But read St. Leo. Read, you know, all those things that took place in the past, we now know through the actions that take place in our midst. That's what he tells us. Those are almost his words. You see? You loved me, and you have come to believe that I came from God. That's what he wants to impart to us. Why? Because that is joy. What is heaven? Knowing that perfectly. And never being able to lose it. That's heaven. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. So there's a way that I won't be present to you as I have been. There's another way that I will always be present to you. Why? Because when the Father raised me from the dead, he didn't just give me back my body. He divinized my body. Otherwise, how could I be in this Eucharist here and that Eucharist there? How could I be in you physically? My body is divinized. We don't even understand what that means. That's the feast we celebrate, right? Tomorrow, the Ascension, which is the feast of the divinization of the body of Christ, physical body. Can you imagine matter being transformed by divinity? That's what's going to happen to us. Doesn't Paul tell us that? In Philippians 3, our citizenship is not on this earth, it's in heaven. And it's from heaven that we expect our Savior to come, who is going to transform our bodies and make them conform to the body of his glory. Amen. That's a promise. He won it for us by the cross. So at the heart, you see, of all of this is this ineffable rhythm of love. Ineffable. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when we made ourselves incapable of entering into that world, the Son came and took upon himself all our misery, so that in an act of love, he could transform it. And now, he goes to heaven, but he stays right here. His body is divinized, and ours is going to be like his. You see? And so, John, the theologian, we call him. Well, why? Because he discourses about God. He has these words. They were engraved in his spirit. They were brought to life by the Holy Spirit. They were written by the Holy Spirit. So that here in little old Gaithersburg, on this Saturday before Ascension, he could tell us once again who he is. And get us ready. Not just for the feast tomorrow, but for the parousia. You see, when the Lord ascends, we should ascend. We have to be in another place so that when all that is going to happen happens, we are there not just for ourselves, but for all our neighbors. You know, we're about 25 people here, 30 people here, and there's another, well, I don't know, some days almost 200 people over there at 9 o'clock. All right, but that's a drop in the bucket, isn't it? I don't know where everybody else is who could be here. Don't they know what's going on here? Why don't we have a community fill this place every day? They don't know what's going on. Oh, sure, they're busy and they got to go to work. I'm not denying all that. But you see, it's to get us ready to give courage and light and meaning when things get tough. Why? So that through us, they can come to know the Lord. And when they die, they can be in heaven with us. That's the plan. Okay. The Father himself loves you. Don't you ever doubt it. Pray. Ask the Father to show you who he is and how much he loves you. What sublime tranquility, love, truth, sets its seal on our spirit when the Holy Spirit conforms our spirit to Jesus's, so that we really say, Abba, just like Jesus.